This is Dial the Saint, introducing Saint Jean-Baptiste de la Salle. Jean-Baptiste was born into a noble family at Reims, France, in 1651. He learned his religion from his mother when he was very young, and decided to become a priest, even though his father, who was a lawyer, had hoped that his son would someday practice law. When he was 16, Jean was admitted as a canon at the Reims Cathedral. 2 years after that, Jean received a Master's of Arts degree and entered the seminary when he was 19. His parents died the next year and left him to care for his brothers and sisters and the family estate. He had to continue his studies at the same time and was ordained a priest in 1678 and completed his doctorate in 1680. To some, the political future looked very good for Jean. He was a noble by birth, was well educated, was a natural leader, and deeply religious as well. With these qualities, it seemed possible that he could obtain an office of bishop or even cardinal and enjoy a life of ease in the royal court of the French king Louis XIV. But the road which God had chosen for Jean to work out his salvation was entirely different. The political and social conditions caused by the almost constant wars of King Louis XIV forced many youth to grow up in poverty, uncared for, and with little or no moral guidance or education. Teachers of these poor children received very little pay and taught in poor learning conditions, which meant that some of those attracted to teaching had little or no understanding of children or the educational process. Jean became involved in education soon after he was ordained when he promised a dying friend to serve as the spiritual director of his friend's schools for girls, an orphanage, and the sisters who managed it. About the same time, he and another friend became involved in the management of two additional schools and the seven teachers who worked in them. These poorly mannered and uncouth men were the best he had to work with at the time. Jean knew that if his educational plans were to succeed, the schoolmasters would have to be taught first to become not only better teachers, but also better personal examples for the students. He felt that if they could all live in his house, he would have more opportunities to teach them. He managed to have them move in with him, which caused two of his own brothers to move out in disgust. Not all of the seven were prepared to accept Jean's educational goals, and soon five of the teachers moved away, leaving him with just two. However, other men soon applied to teach, who were more dedicated and better qualified. These formed the first community of dedicated teachers, which was to be later named the Brothers of the Christian Schools. In order to keep its educational focus, the order allowed only laymen to become members. Those who took life vows as a brother in the community should never become a priest, nor could any priest become a member of the Christian Brothers community. Jean felt that even though he was a priest, it was important that the community's founder should be equal with all its members. He resigned his position as canon at the Reims Cathedral and sold his large personal estate and gave the money to the poor. A great deal of interest developed in Jean's new educational method, and he received many requests for schoolmasters who had been trained in his method. His first recruits were grown men, but a number of younger boys between 15 and 20 years asked to join. These were formed into a junior novitiate, which followed a simple rule of life under the careful supervision of a skilled teacher. Local parish priests asked the Christian Brothers to instruct their more capable young men to become teachers, who in turn would teach the children in their own villages. Jean opened the first separate teacher training college in 1687, which was soon followed by two others in Paris and Saint-Denis. His schools became so popular that the exiled King James II of England, who was living in France, asked him to open a college for the sons of his numerous Irish supporters. Jean's reason for opening his schools was to educate the poor children, he wrote a manual outlining his approach to education entitled The Conduct of Schools, which explained how individual instruction was to be replaced by class instruction, that silence was expected while the lesson was being taught, and why instruction should be given in the language of the country. He wrote several other books, including A Method of Mental Prayer, and encouraged frequent and even daily reception of Holy Communion. But the community's educational work did not progress smoothly. Jean experienced many disappointments as good teachers left the community and false complaints from jealous secular schoolmasters were directed to the attention of the Archbishop of Paris. Finally, the Vicar General was ordered to investigate. This man opposed Jean, and after hearing the complaints, wrote an unfavorable report. As a result, the Archbishop ordered Jean to step down as head of the community to make room for an outsider to take charge. Jean accepted this humiliation without complaint, but his brothers were not so quiet when they heard the news. They protested so loudly that they would all walk out of the house that the matter was dropped and Jean was allowed to return. Later, all his schools and houses of teacher formation in Paris were closed because of lawsuits and opposition from jealous opponents. But the persecution ended and the teaching order flourished again. Boarding schools as well as reformatory schools were opened throughout France and other countries as well. Today, this worldwide organization is the largest teaching order of the Church, working from the primary grades through universities. Jean resigned as head of the order in 1717 and died in 1719 at the age of 68. He was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1900 and named as the patron of all school teachers in 1950. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.